Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, the tablet that will help your kids get along better, Google's expanded travel offerings, and an HTC phone featuring Windows Mobile. Those stories and more. But first, Uber has hired David Plouffe to oversee global policy, communications, and branding at the ride-sharing app. Plouffe served as President Obama's campaign manager for both elections. The company said this is a critical role for Uber as the four-year-old company tangles with lawmakers, state and local regulators, and city taxi commissions in dozens of cities around the world where the legal status of their ride-sharing app is still unclear. Also, Uber announced that it has chosen Washington, D.C. to test its corner store feature, which will bring items ordinarily found at a pharmacy directly to you. They unveiled a limited launch on Tuesday in the district and are already looking to expand to Atlanta and Nashville. There is no additional service fee and no tip will be required. However, there's no late-night deliveries. The service runs from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Twitter said on Tuesday it will remove images of deceased individuals at the request of family members who were instructed to email privacy@twitter.com to request the removal of those images or video of deceased individuals. This comes a week after Robin Williams' daughter said she is quitting Twitter after being sent disturbing photoshopped images of her father's death. Steve Ballmer is stepping down from the board of Microsoft after 14 years. The former chief executive will stay busy as owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, though. His 4% stake in Microsoft estimated to be worth more than $15 billion. How do you get your kids to stop fighting over the family tablet? Tablet maker Nabi suggests an oversized tablet like their Big Tab 24.
The kids could play together on it. They could sit shoulder to shoulder. I've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. They could sit shoulder to shoulder and play games. They've never done that on an iPad or an iPhone.
WSJ Personal Technology Editor William Rothman says the 24-inch device will cost $530. They will also be releasing a 20-inch version for $450. Williams also says there are plenty of games on there to keep kids busy.
It's an Android tablet, so there's already a lot of multiplayer stuff out there. And the company, the maker, Fuhu, is going to work with some of the big publishers like Electronic Arts and things to get some of those classic board games on the big screen.
Not only did his kids not fight while using the device, they focused on playing games together instead of watching movies or TV shows that were preloaded onto the gadget. Google is beefing up its traditional search app into a robust travel app. The next time your flight is delayed or canceled, Google Now on Android phones will automatically display alternative options to get you to your destination, hopefully sooner than a delayed flight. They will also list any other reservations related to your itinerary. Meanwhile, Google is also looking to revamp its music service and combine it with the new ads-free YouTube subscription plan that would cost users $10 a month. YouTube Music Key would include ads-free music, audio-only playback, and offline playback, according to a report from tech blog Android Police. As we continue, thermal imaging comes to smartphones.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
HTC will start making a version of its flagship HTC One phone with Microsoft Windows software inside called M8 for Windows. The company will continue to make an Android version of the phone as well as other Android phones. The Windows phone will be available starting today through Verizon for $100 with a 2-year contract and a $600 fee without one. Symantec is overhauling its Norton security software, going from 9 products to just 1 as the company turns its attention to smartphones and connected devices. The new product goes on sale September 23rd for $80 a year and will combine all of the antivirus, spyware, spam monitoring, and other features scattered across various current Norton versions. It can be used across a family's Windows and Mac computers, as well as a smartphone running iOS or Android. And it also offers such services as a password keeper and cloud backup storage. We watched shares of Apple yesterday for the first time since the 7-to-1 stock split back in June. Shares of Apple closed over $100 apiece on Tuesday. Finally today, smartphones are getting a new way of seeing. WSJ's Bill Fantini reports.
Thermal imaging, a long costly technology that lets soldiers see in the dark and firefighters see through smoke, is rapidly moving toward the mainstream with phone add-ons that cost hundreds of dollars rather than thousands. FLIR Systems, one of the best-known manufacturers in the field, in July introduced a $349 iPhone accessory that looks a bit like a standard protective case for a smartphone and allows the display to show glowing heat signatures of people, animals, lights, and other objects. Meanwhile, a group of industry veterans at a startup called Seek Thermal plan to begin this fall selling an add-on camera for smartphones for about $100 less. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.
Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.